Three terrace teams competed at the BC Ringette Provincials that were held in Richmond, BC on March 20-23, 2025. The U16 team came away with gold, the U19 team won bronze, and the U14 narrowly finished fourth in an overtime loss in the bronze medal game. The U19s also won the tourney's Fair Play Award. It was an exceptionally athletic and motivated group of U16s that won the gold medal at Provincials 2 weekends ago, said head coach Shelley Potter. They worked incredibly hard all year to win the highest achievement possible for an all-gender club ringette team. Each player knew their team role and gave it their all every shift and every game. Twice during the final game, we were down by 2 goals, but the team battled back, showing immense resilience, tenacity, and grit. It isn't often that, as a coach, you encounter such a talented bunch of young athletes, backed by an amazingly supportive community and group of parents, she said. Lisa Smith, the head coach of the U19 team, shared that there were many factors that contributed to their success. This team had athletes from 4 different communities, Terrace, Houston, Comox, and Victoria. And them learning to play together when they never got to practice together was important. Their focus and confidence in their skills and each member of the team going out and playing their position well helped them monopolize on opportunities to score. Ringette is such a team sport, and at this level the whole team needs to play in order to succeed, so it's not really 1 or 2 standout players. Smith did, however, commend the team's captain Tresden Pushong for his leadership throughout the season. He led the team on and off the ice with focus, intensity, drive, and game sense. His energy helped set the pace and raise the level of play of the whole team. Smith, who has been a coach on the team that has won the tourney's Fair Play Award 3 years in a row, helped lead her team to play with integrity and respect. In each game, the opposing team votes on our conduct, and the team with the highest votes receives the award. As a coach, it is important to me that we play with integrity and respect. My bench staff and I instill in them that regardless of how other teams, players treat us, we will still hold our values, expressed Smith. I am incredibly proud of how they conducted themselves, and the recognition of that effort is amazing. This is the 3rd year in a row I have been a coach on a team that has won this award. In 2023, my U16 team won it. In 2024, I was an assistant coach on the U12 team that won, and then this season, my U19 team won. This year's U19 bench staff was also the same as Smith's U16 team that won the award in 2023. Potter was served as the head coach of the U14 team. The U14s entered Provincials as a young team that fought incredibly hard and played their hearts out. They lost in sudden victory overtime for the bronze medal, but gave it everything they had right up until the final goal, said Potter. The U14s played with outstanding sportsmanship and grace. It was a fabulous fourth-place finish for a team with many new players and a great year of growth for all of the players, both as individuals and as a team. As a coaching staff and association, we couldn't be prouder of the Terrace U14s and U16s and how they represented our small city and association at the 2025 Provincial Championship.